Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are, just a second, we are, and I am back, no, not that one, this one, back, okay, my silly little toy that I have there. Ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting from Rosarito, Mexico, here in Quinta del Mar, the Victory of Light radio show. I'm happy to be here with my host, a mad painter, my host, producer, friend, confidant, co-captain. We are here tonight. I have a couple things I have to tell you right away. One is, next to my condominium complex, I now have high-speed internet. For those of you who are archiving some of my shows, I've been super wavy. I just got 10 megabytes, so I should be good to go now, except it went in yesterday, and it did get a little wavy. I think it was a connection issue. So if I get wavy, AMAD's taken over, and he's going to talk with Martin here if I get lost. Number two, in the in the empty lot next to my condominium is a giant car show. They have vintage in all different classes. It's being put on by SCORE, Southern California Off-Road, Southern California Off-Road Enthusiasts. And in conjunction with a Mexican version of that, down here in Rosarito, they have they're doing drifting and mud trucks, and then they have these giant drags in the kind of dirt. There's like a 300-yard drag strip, and the trucks are lining up. So it may get real loud here. I'm going to mute. It'll be cool for a second, and then you're going to go, what the hell? Can't that guy get together his show? So that's the story there, folks. So, again, welcome to the Victory Light Radio Show. And tonight here I'm going to have to get my glasses on. And I was going to look for the biography of my next guest, and I'm going to ask him. He's listening now. I'm going to ask him to drop that in there. But in the meantime, we got a great show. We've got my next guest, my first guest, I should say, is Martin Horst. He has a radio show on BBS Radio, our kind of sister internet show of the light. It's called ET First Contact Radio. He has a huge following worldwide, folks. And I met Martin online, and we've become friends. And he is just a brilliant, enthusiastic, positive person. And with all of his knowledge of interviewing other people, he is got quite a few stories and personal things. He knows a lot about what's going on. He speaks every Thursday night about the development of disclosure, first contact, and the changes that are taking place on Gaia to prepare us for the great shift, leading us to ascension. All related subjects, like the Galactic Federation, will be dealt with in depth. Often, Martin will read and reflect on messages from Seleucia, from Sirius, Mike Quincy, and the messages of Sheldon Nidell. So you can go to DBS radio station to look up First Contact Radio. You can find everything about Martin. And our second guest for the second half of the show is going to be Craig Campobasso, ladies and gentlemen. He's a friend of mine from Dr. Frank Strange's Inner Circle group. We used to meet in Las Vegas twice a year after Dr. Frank had gotten off the spaceship for a couple of days. He had some of the latest updates, which he would share in his meetings with a worldwide following. We usually had, gosh, I think it ranged from, 40 to 100 even sometimes. And I was only there for the last few years, but wonderful information from Craig Campobasso. He's the director. I'll be talking about his bio before we get him in. But he has written with Commander Valiant Thor and Dr. Frank Strange's information. He asked questions of behind-the-scenes happenings of the first contact of Valiant Thor when he landed in Alexandria, Virginia, was taken to the Pentagon, went on an underground shuttle to the White House, met Eisenhower and Nixon, and offered free energy, help with everything. And we're going to hear the inside scoop of what happened there from behind the scenes that Dr. Frank shared with Craig Campobasso, a step-by-step, so that we can understand his radio. He's doing a movie. He's crowdfunded a small version. They're working on some stuff, and he's looking for big funding for $100 million version of Stranger at the Pentagon, folks. So we'll be talking about the Order of Melchizedek. And Martin, you're welcome to stay on if you want. It might be late for you. I'm gonna, without further ado, I do have to mention that we are listener supported, folks, and we do ask that you make a donation here if you like what's going on. And my website, of course, www.thepromiserevealed.com. I'm doing a lot of work there. Still got quite a ways to go. I'm trying to get the infrastructure in. I'm pathetically still, my webmaster isn't, but then we're going to get more writings. We're going to just be writing once we get our infrastructure up, and I'm almost there. It's just one man who doesn't know anything about computers trying to talk to people who do. So that's how my website gets made. Anyway, I'm very excited to bring in now. I think I've gotten everything. I'm prepared for change. Lots of interesting things, of course, going on in the world these days, folks. We're going to get into that a little bit. We can talk about that with Martin because he's quite up on all the different things going on in the world. So without further ado, I'm going to bring in my first guest, Martin. It's M-A-A-R-T-E-N, Horst. And I'm going to ask Amad to drop in the phone question, the phone call number for questions. I'm going to try and do that on a regular basis. I'm usually not good at it, but I'm going to try and make it part of my speech. So I want to start taking questions from the listeners for those who listen live. I know there's not a lot of them, but a lot of people archive. But I'm thinking if you want to ask questions, the number is live now at Studio A, 347-688-2902. I'm going to say that again, folks. Studio A Live, 347-688-2902. And if anyone has a burning question for me, I guess you can call right this minute, but because I don't get any questions, and I like to take them when they come. But if you want to wait a little bit, we're going to have Martin in. If you have any questions for him, we'll look forward to hearing those. Martin, you're in the Netherlands, is that correct?
Yes, I am. And at the moment, I want to welcome and to say that I'm very, very pleased to be on your show, Robert. This is the first time that I'm interviewed by another radio host about my radio show. I have done 5 years of three shows a week, over 700 interviews with pilots, witnesses, people all over the world that have contact with ETs, or either by telepathy or physically. This has added up to a huge pile of knowledge that I have gathered about all the people that I've interviewed so far.
Well, it's an honor to have you here, and I want to welcome you to the Victory of the Light.
Yeah, and I want to tell you, Robert, that I'm actually right now at an undisclosed location with a group of people because we are preparing for something huge, something major, something of a world scale that will happen on Tuesday, the 15th of April. And we are kind of preparing for this huge event that's going to take place. So we are kind of out of the picture because once this event will happen, our house where we normally live will be flooded with cameras and people from the press because it's going to be a huge event on Tuesday.
Is this for you personally or for the planet? Both.
For the planet. I mean,
but is it happening at your house? Are you doing a press announcement?
We're going to do a press announcement at a local airspace and an airport, a local airport here. We're going to make a press announcement, and that's going to be worldwide.
Well, look. I was going to go off in a different direction, but you've dropped a bomb. Ladies and gentlemen, Martin Horst from a secret lair somewhere in Europe. But we want to talk about a little bit. Can you tell us anything about this particular event?
Yeah, it's going to coincide with the blood moon that will happen on April the 15th. Ahmad was asking when it would happen. It will happen on Tuesday on the blood moon on the 15th.
Can I ask you a question before we go too far here? The question is this happening? In other words, I want to know, is this because of the blood moon? Energetically something is happening? Or have you, like, some years ago there's a woman named Bonnie who came from the inner earth, folks. We're going to talk about her. Her name is Sharula with Craig Campobasso. Have you met an ET? Are they going to be making some disclosure? Do you have something major that's coming from you, or it's going to be happening in the world and you're going to support it?
It's going to be happening in the world, and I, and amongst others, and yourself, are going to support it. It's going to be an event of huge proportions, of worldwide proportions.
Okay. Well, as you know, Martin, you and I are on the same page for the Victory of Light, and we are always supporting good and positive changes. I personally have been in this for so long. My feeling is all of these big events are energetic transformations and shifts. I would never personally ever say something's going to happen on a certain date. You have the right to do that, and I want to support you in that, and I hope you're right. And can you tell us, is this are we talking about, you think, the event? Are we going to shut down the banks, the Cobra, the Prepare for Change, all the stuff that I've written about? Do you think now is the time? Because I never know.
Let me explain it a bit, okay, if I can. I think all the situations, all the signals, all the messages are leading, and are synchronistic, by the way, are leading to this date. And it's also a cosmic event indeed. But I've spoken to several people, and I've read several messages the last few days and weeks, and I've been feeling a build-up of energy. And I think this build-up of energy is going to climax on the 15th, and the cat will be out of the bag. It's without any doubt. This time, you know, you remember, of course, Blossom Goodchild with the October 14 message in 2008. This is something different.
Yeah,
because
yes.
There's been a build-up of energies, a build-up of situations, a build-up of encounters, a build-up of messages and energies. Somehow we get it with a group of people in the Netherlands in a UFO triangle. We have a lot of UFO activity in this area where we are now. And somehow this has been divinely planned that we are together in the same house. We are actually, all of us are convinced that this is the right moment.
So you gather together in it, and let's call it, and Prepare for Change, we call them event support groups of like-minded kindred spirits who are gathering together to work in a synergistic way to create positive change. I'd like to comment on some of the stuff you said, because I'm always, I'm not a doggy downer, and I'm not a Nancy no-no, but this would be my take on what you said. The cat has been crying its way out of the bag a little bit by little bit. As you know, Hope Girl is a co-chair on the technology group of Prepare for Change, and she has been successful. They have trained 30 people in Taiwan building a quantum energy generator. Kesha's released stuff. You're right, energy. And one of my – it's funny you saying this, because one of my dear friends, Eduardo Hernandez, the co-chair of leadership group, who – he doesn't like me talking about it, but I got to say it, folks. His family was involved in the resistance movement for the Indians down there when they were stealing the land, very heavily involved. He had 14 bullets in him by the government to take the Indians out. So he's a survivor of a genocidal Agenda 21 program. And he is like you, Martin. I have to say, right now he is feeling like you know, if he knew for sure, he says, I think it's going to happen. He says, I think this is it. This is it. And I have to say, in 1982, and I don't, again, not a doggy downer, but for me, everyone thought the things were lining up and the earthquakes were coming in 1982. It's going to happen for sure. And Fred Bell told me, he said, no, what that signifies, the alignment, is the alignment of the chakras and the energies. It's an energetic shift that's going to change things within the consciousness of the individual. It will make things more ripe for positive change. I think it's going to be another ramp up of energy change. So what I'd like to ask you is, what do you think specifically is going to happen? Are we talking a volcano going off? Are we talking ET disclosure, shutdown of the banking system, as we all hope? What do you see for this? What is this big shift that you and your group are so excited about? Is there any particular things specifically that you guys are looking to happen?
Okay, well, first of all, I want to make a statement here. Is that I want to distance myself from the Prepare for Change and Cobra information. I've met Cobra several times, but I'm not a follower of him anymore and his information. The information that I'm bringing is coming from myself and a group of people here in the Netherlands that have our own conclusions about what's going to happen. So, of course, it's good that people are preparing for the event. But what we see happening on Tuesday is that there will be an increase of ET contacts, a huge increase. that will, of course, bring prosperity. In other words, financial prosperity for all people. And the appearance of lightships above all areas in the world, and of course an announcement on all major media television stations all over the world.
Are you there, Rob?
Okay, sorry, I thought I was on. I had muted myself in case there was a tractor pull. So I want to say that, one of the things you said that you see them landing and prosperity. So you don't see them landing and giving people money.
Well, I didn't say they were landing. I said that they will be in the sky. They will be visible. Landing is too early. We see an event where they make themselves visible for everybody to see in a way that's undeniable. It's undeniable for any skeptic or journalist in the mainstream media to deny that there is indeed an ET presence engaging this planet. And this time it will be undeniable, and there will be broadcasts on the media, mainstream media channels all over the world.
Well, okay, that's a very brave prophecy there, and that comes from your guys' own intuition and feeling from your energetic contacts and inner feelings. Well, I tell you, Martin, it's a beautiful vision, and it's one I know that one day will take place, and I hope that you are right. In fact, I hope it happens tonight. Now, the situation is that when it does happen, folks, as Martin says, it's going to be undeniable. If you can imagine some large, large motherships and fleets rolling around the globe, a lot of people will want to think that, oh, it's holograms, it's the New World Order. Believe me, folks, there'll be no denying when the shifts come. The energetic shift that will be projected will be very, very peaceful, loving, and kind. I don't follow Cobra. His message makes sense. I disagree with him on a couple points. Metaphysically, he and I are pretty close. I really like the inside intel that he gets because he does bring new information based on his physical and telepathic contacts with the Resistance and the Galactic Federation. So I don't follow Cobra either. I always take people's messages with a grain of salt. So you guys are feeling we're going to have some worldwide things. That's going to be huge. And Martin, you're right. Both of us and many people here at Freedom Slips and BBS, the world will be lit on fire if this giant flyover happens worldwide. Are you still there, Martin?
I didn't hear the last question.
So, yeah, so that we're going to have this big flyover worldwide. So your group is feeling that it's going to happen and that you're pretty sure. Now, that's a pretty brave statement. I'm glad you have the faith to make that statement. And, I hope you're not disappointed if it doesn't happen. And I hope that I'm wrong and that it happens. But my feeling is I will just always wait expectantly. Because if I get my hopes up and down, like I have many times in the past, I get a little let down, a little disappointed. So for me, I'm real slow now. I'm almost 57. I know that the victory is here. I know they're here. I personally don't need to see the flyover. It's going to make big changes. What is your group doing in particular, if you can share with us? Are you guys preparing statements or what's going on?
Well, we are with people here. One of my friends, Anton Teuben, he has a website, and he was a UFO reporting center since 1985. And because of him, I started to do my radio show. And we are in this house together, and all of us are feeling that something major is going to happen. And we are just preparing for it. We left all our money, our houses. We have no money. We have nothing, actually. In our possession, we just went to this place here, and all is leading up to this event. But I want to talk a bit about my background and how I started as a journalist, because this event, of course, we might be disappointed if it doesn't happen, but all information and channels are leading up to this day.
Well, everything that you know, you know, and I know, Martin, it's going to happen, whether it happens on this date that you think it's going to happen, and I hope you're right, whether it does or not, it doesn't change the fact that it's going to happen, folks, and everything. I'm going to cut off that little da-da-da-da. I love that sound, but I'm going to cut it off. We get right back in here with Martin. We're going to recap. We're interviewing Martin Horst, our wonderful fellow radio show on BBS radio station First Contact. Ladies and gentlemen, check him out on YouTube. He has some amazing interviews. He's got the who's who of everyone. So Martin's going to tell us right now a little about what got him into journalism, and then I got some great questions for him and how he got his spiritual path and what he's going and what he thinks is happening. Martin, how did you get started?
Okay, how did I get started? I'm 37 years old. I was born in the Netherlands. And when I was a child, my uncle came up with a pile of National Geographic when I was 7 years old. And there was a picture of Machu Picchu. And I felt, well, I have lived here. This is not a strange place for me. And in school and in primary school, I was asking questions to the teacher. She couldn't answer about ETs and UFOs. I was making drawings of ETs and UFOs. And I was always interested in synthesizer music as well. And through listening to music, I discovered a lot of information about the universe and planets and ETs and extraterrestrials, the music of Vangelis and Jean-Michel Jarre, Peter Mersiner, and others. And that made me come to, when I was 13 years old, my mother said, why don't you go to the Star Observatory in Middelburg, Netherlands, the town where my parents live very close to. And I was 13 years old, sitting next to adult men from the age between, let's say, 25 and 70 years old. And they were talking about the Planck theory and the evolution theory and Einstein's theories and quantum mechanics. And I was just giving answers and talking on the same level as those adult people when I was just 13 years old. And in the same period, in 1990, I watched Star Trek for the first time, Star Trek in Next Generation with Captain Picard. And I became even more interested in the universe. And I saw that this whole story of Star Trek was actually reflecting the true origin of the Galactic Federation of Light, which I discovered later while reading books in the 90s, when just before Internet was born. So I think I've read about 300 books about UFOs in English and other languages. I speak 5 languages, including English, Dutch, French, German, and Hebrew. And, about 5 years ago, I met this guy who I'm here with in this house, Anton, who is a UFO reporting center since 1985. And he has met pilots from the Netherlands, and he has been in Kuwait at a highway to hell, and he had learned about mind control and all the technologies that the cabal is using to dump down our consciousness. So 5 years ago, I started my radio show, and I approached Mike Quincy, Sheldon Neidl, Robert Salas, Dr. Stephen Greer, Dean Reddin, many others. I've done over 500 interviews now with key people in the UFO world, from all over the world, who have encounters with ET craft, like pilots and people that have worked for NORAD, the CIA, including yourself, Robert. I've done, I think, over 5 or 6 interviews with you, and I was very impressed by your first story about Frank Strangers and Commander Valiant Thor. That was really interesting. My YouTube channel is Lumixl. It's Lumixl. And
Say that again slowly for our guests, for our listeners.
Okay. It is, if you type Martin Horst in YouTube, you also find my channel, but it is Lumixl.
Lumixl.
Lumixl, yeah.
And, you can, and Martin Horst is spelled M-A-A. R-T-E-N-H-O-R-S-T. He works hard on, he does 3 radio shows a week, folks. He's a real worker here. I want to, if you have a question for Martin, I'm going to review that number again. It's 347-688-2902. Call in now. 347-688-2902. 2902. From what I heard what you said there, Martin, you're absolutely on your mission. You've been prepared since a youth. You've found your calling, and you're moving along at light speed and doing a great job. I love your show. You have some high-quality guests. I'm going to do my best to steal every one of them. No, you got some great people I'm looking forward to, and the more we get this information out amongst all of us.
Yeah, get it out, the more people are on your show. Freedom Slips is also wonderful. I love the commercials that you're making, and I see all the guests that are coming by on the website, on the chat page. It's an amazing radio station. I have to commend Amit and the other founders of the station. It's a great station. By the way, I want to say just one thing that's very core for my existence. I was born to bring disclosure, and it means that all the things I learned in my life up until now are leading to disclosure. I'm not doing this alone. I'm doing this together with Rob and Amit and all the other people around the world. But this is my mission. My mission is to bring UFO ET disclosure. This is my mission. I was born for this. And my whole life has led up to this moment that together with many people all over the world, we are going to bring miracles. All of us together.
I think what we're going to do together collectively is our experience and knowing from our own experience will help people ground the experience and not go into fear. And I think that's an important thing, that when they show up, there won't be fear. I think it's going to be a little later. I don't know. I'm hoping you're right. But I wanted to ask you, because you have had such a broad experience. You're very balanced in your personal life, ladies and gentlemen. He's very grounded. He's a handsome man. And I really enjoy your shows. You have a lot of good, high-quality guests, and obviously you're doing great work. I want to ask you, of all the people, if you could share, and I guess maybe you have to share those that are relevant to what you're talking about now, I guess, if you want to do that. But I wanted to know, what did you find the most interesting guest of all the people? I mean, I know you've had Greer and you've had different CIA guys and military stuff. And tell me, what are some of the highlights of the things that you've learned from the people you've interviewed that you think people should know? Or just be interesting for people to know.
Okay, you'll be surprised to know this, okay? Some people that are lower level in the background, those are the most interesting. Last Thursday, I had Miranda Plusser on the show. She's a lady who I dearly appreciate and love. She talked about that she's communicating with storms, with galaxies, with planets. And from all the big names like Stephen Greer and Sheldon Idle, I've never heard something like this. She's really talking with whole galaxies. She can communicate with other universes as a collective. And her information is just terrific. And there are others. For example, Diana Tesman. She had a wonderful story. She had a UFO encounter in the 1960s. There are a few other people that are also low level, not really famous, because sometimes...
Don't tell me the people. Tell me that lady who can, it sounds like she's a galactic ambassador in a human form. She's completely woken up to who she is and has psychic communication and is able to, this isn't uncommon, folks, the extraterrestrials, they utilize like actually pyramid scalar wave technology, and if they want to send a message to someone who's actually working on the Earth, they would telepathically send it. They may aid their telepathic thought with a little technology, but what Martin's saying is not that outlandish. So they do have this ability to communicate with each other and to share this information. So it sounds like this lady, what is she saying, or what is the most interesting thing from her, and of all the people that she talks about, the messages, give us one story from her and then the other gentleman you talked about.
Okay, well, her name is Miranda Plusser, and she was in her past life the moon Miranda, which is orbiting Uranus. And it seems to be that souls who are now in a human body, some souls that are incarnating right now, have been indeed galaxies or stars or moons or suns or planets even. So that's really something very new, because I always thought that a human soul in a body incarnated right here, right now, was a human being in another life, or maybe an animal. But the information that she's bringing, that she was indeed the moon Miranda orbiting Uranus, because there happened a galactic war, according to her information. There was a galactic war happening a long time ago in the solar system on the moon Miranda, which is one of the 17 moons from Uranus. And she has experienced, because and she also said that Miranda is not from the solar system. It's coming from another universe. So the interview, you can find it on my YouTube channel. It's ET First Contact Radio with Miranda Plusser, and you spell Plusser with P-L-U-S-S-I-E-R. And the other interviews I had with some people, information about encounters that I have been in a spaceship, and in a matter of 2 minutes, they arrived in another universe by going through higher dimensions, like dematerializing from the third dimension into the ninth dimension. And that was just amazing.
Yes,
that you,
yes, that's a...
The gentleman came in another universe where the reality was different than any person can know on this planet. Anything that you can imagine, any reality you can imagine. This was so different. All the life forms that were out there were so completely different than we can imagine that are in our universe from all the pictures we have from ETs.
Yes.
This was like the opposite of reality, like... anything that we can imagine was, well, he described what this world was, just anything. Well,
the other worlds are kind of keyed into, their worlds on different dimensions and planes where thoughts are actually create the reality infrastructure.
Exactly.
A little bit. And so, folks, what he said is that the most important or the most interesting thing for him from his favorite person, Miranda Plusser, who was lived on one of these moons, is that there are many people incarnating on Earth from outside the solar system and from other planets. And he found that interesting. And he also said that the information that you can translate into another universe. I want to make this clear, because Dr. Frank said this too, and I think people should know this. The universe, as termed by the ETs, is actually a galaxy. They call that a universe. So they're, and the same thing with the Billy Myers. So the ASCET comes from the Dal universe, which would be another galaxy. And sure enough, Valiant Thor, we'll go into that with Craig in the second half of the hour, and again, you're welcome to stay on, said that there are other, they interact with other galaxies. So we realize the universe is one and it's a hologram, being there is actually not a function of time. It's a matter of frequency resonance.
Yes.
So everything Martin said, folks, is absolutely plausible and possible. So tell us about the other gentleman that you felt so was very interesting. What was an experience that he shared with you that you feel is relevant and important, exciting for people to know?
Well, as I told, he was beamed up to a spaceship, and he was surrounded by beings that were so loving. And they called themselves the people of the universe. That's how they called them. And... they brought him to a place in the center of the galaxy where there was so much beauty, so much awe, so much surprise, so much love, so much care, so much warmth, that he didn't want to go back, but he had to go back to complete his mission here. And
that sounds pretty common.
Yeah. Yeah. But the way he described it was very personal, you know.
Yes, I have to agree. So many people who do not understand the space family, when they hear from contactees who talk about the, like Alex Collier, Frank Stranges, Fred Bell, many people talk who've had the physical contact experience, they don't want to come back. It's just a whole nother, you're bathed in tachyons, you're beyond the atmosphere of the archon-infested astral parasites. So it's a very common statement. And I think you would agree, Martin, wouldn't you, that there definitely is a spiritual aspect, and that when we say we welcome the Space Brothers, it's not as other masters or to tell us what to do or that we've been manipulated by them. Believe me, folks, that's just Earth-based humans PR. Don't you think, Martin?
Yeah, well, all the negative things about all conspiracy theories. I remember last week you told a story when you was on my show about the Nazi faction from Nazi Germany coming to the States.
Yeah, during Bush family is we're Nazi family spies. Yeah.
What I want to say is that it's important that this information is revealed, but at the same time, I would like all the listeners and light workers to focus on the positive aspects that are happening with the ETs, because the future of this planet is going to be wonderful. It's going to be beautiful. And I know that from my own knowledge, not from channelings or any other people. I know that. I know that the ETs that are coming to introduce themselves are benevolent. It's not going to be a false flag invasion like there are so many predictions on different websites and conspiracy sites.
Thank you for
there
that,
will be
Mark.
No, sorry?
I said thank you for that. I'm really, really happy you said that. So many people are out there on that. I'm glad you shared that with people. Thank you.
Yeah, it's very very important to stay positive, to raise your vibration, and to focus on positive messages, you know. There will be no false flag invasion. There will be no World War III. There will be only a very beautiful, positive event happening that will cast out all the darkness of this planet, and it will bring the light permanently back to this planet, permanently.
Well, that sounds exactly what we're all hoping for, and I'm really glad. So let's
yeah,
talk
about... Hoping is not enough. Hoping is not enough. It's important to focus on it, to make it a reality, not only to believe it or to hope it, but to live it, to be it.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's already happened, and I'm living it myself like you. When I say hope, I hope it happens sooner for the rest of the world to go to that place of non-denial, that we have to deal with it, accept it. The revelation will open up the can of worms of the truth of what's going on, so people can make balanced decisions based on the knowledge that there is free energy. The government does have time portal technology. The government is manipulating matter. These things will be part of the illumination that, you know, not the negative thing, as you said, but to bring forth the positive changes. I want to ask you, what do you think is one of the most important things for people to keep in mind as we move forward with these changes, the revelation of the extraterrestrial phenomenon? What do you think is, if you could give a message from your group to the people of the world?
There are two words, confidence and love. Just have confidence that there's good out there, and love. Because if you believe in love, if you live love, and have this deep root consciousness, this root confidence that there's good out there, that there's a creator that created all life in all universe, that he or she or it has compassion for all life forms in the universe, for us, even for the bad guys, because they have to learn their lessons. They will reincarnate and relive the pain they made to other beings, and because everything in the universe is cyclic, all laws of attraction, all everything that we do has an effect. Every action has an effect on the whole, but also on yourself. So if the ET revelation happens, if it happens on Tuesday, the 15th, with the blood moon, stay in confidence and stay in love. Two words, confidence and love.
I call that, for me, that's the same thing as faith. Having faith and just knowing that no one can know all things intellectually. It's an inner relationship to the whole. that we just know.
It's an inner knowing. It's an inner knowing. Mm-hmm. I just know this is going to happen. I just know that the ETs are out there and that they are benevolent. And there is no lesson learned for nothing. Everything happens for a reason. But right now, there are forces at work on this planet in the last 30 millennia that have bad intentions. And we as a collective, we as light workers, we as warriors to bring out the truth have to stand together. Because united, we will win. But if we are divided, we will lose. So don't fight each other on messages if they are true or not true. Stay together and stick together and don't fight each other, but help each other. And we have to stay focused also, to focus on the positive messages and
continue the good actions that you do. Like, ladies and gentlemen, Martin's, he's pretty humble. He's not going to mention it, but I'm going to do it for him. And I have one on my site also, prepareforchange.net. We work for free. We spend hours and hours. You have to see Martin's. Martin does his own slideshows, folks, for each show. Now, at Revolution Radio, they have some ones, but Martin actually gets it together and gives each guest their own slideshow. He does a lot of work. He has a donation button on your website. Why don't you share it with people now? And if you like what you see, the service from him, we're all here to share and support each other. And for Martin, who's out there on the front, I'm going to recommend you go to his website, which is?
Okay, it's intergalacticradiostation.com. Okay, intergalacticradiostation.com. And I just want to quickly mention, I don't have a donation button, but my email address where you can, because I am out of money, I have to live to the end of the month without any penny. My donation can via PayPal can go to my email address, which is martinhorst@zealandnet.nl. I'll spell it out. martinhorst@zealandnet.nl. zealandnet.nl. And well, so my website is Intergalactic Radio Station. You can contact me there. I transmit on two different radio stations. I have to correct you, Rob. It's on BBS Radio on Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And on Sunday and Monday, I transmit on findingvoicesradio.com with my beloved friend Jeroen, who created this radio station. And it's on Sunday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and on Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, two-hour shows on Monday and Sunday.
Well, that's wonderful, Martin. As you know, I'm a big fan. I do listen to some of your shows with some guests that I'm interested in. He's got archives, folks. It's really wonderful. Martin, I'm going to invite you to stay on and listen to Craig Campobasso. I'm going to recommend you interview him. Also, I have a great guy I'm going to turn you on to. His name is Frank Chile. He is super, super experienced with a lot of information. We're going to talk about Bonnie from the Inner Earth. In relationship to the Valiant Thor mission. We got a lot to go. Love to have you on for the second half if you can. I know it's late for you, Martin, but I'm going to give you the sign-off here.